A childhood memory of my mother has got to be Evening in Paris perfume. It was touted in the 1950s as the fragrance more women wear than any other in the world. Hi, this is Tony Agnese. When my mom and dad would go out for the evening, she would bend down to kiss me goodbye, and the sweet smell of Evening in Paris would fill my nostrils until they returned. I've always associated the scent of that perfume with my mom and happy times. Each Mother's Day, my sister and I were given a small amount of money to purchase something for Mom. That was easy. I had my dad drive me to the local gray drugstore, where I would scan the cosmetic counter until I spotted that cobalt blue bottle. Ah, Evening in Paris. Even though she knew in advance what her gift would be, she was always thrilled to get her bottle of Evening in Paris. Years later, my mother lay dying in her bedroom, suffering the pain of cancer. And this was before many of today's pain management drugs were even available. Members of our family would take turns spending some time with her. We would hold hands, pray the rosary, and talk when she was able. On her bedroom dresser were two things that meant a lot to her. One was an infant Jesus statue that we got her for Christmas one year. It was the kind of statue that you could purchase outfits for that could be changed depending on the liturgical system. My sister would keep her supplied with many options with her gift money for Mom. And next to that was her bottle of Evening in Paris, prominently displayed. You would have never suspected that it was a simple, inexpensive drugstore perfume. You would have thought it was the most expensive perfume in the world, imported from France. I recently read where Evening in Paris perfume was back on the shelves, although reformulated. And it's expensive now. The cobalt blue bottles from back in the 1940s and 50s are worth many times more as antiques than the perfume cost back then. Today is Mother's Day. Please remember your mother today, and don't forget to tell you how much you love her. And remember, it's not how much the gift cost, but the lifetime of memories that might result. It might just be her Evening in Paris. This is Tony Agnese.